letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other, and Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. At the beach house, Frankie waves a sage bundle.
Negative gun energy may not stay. I release you and send you on your way. Go on now, get out of here. On your way. I'm not done yet. Negative gun energy, I banish thee. And is my word, so mote it be.
Mote? Don't you mean might?
Might? Grace? No, no. It's mote. You'd be laughed right out of the coven.
What does mote mean?
Might.
Are we done?
Almost.
Why do you do that? I've told you it's dangerous to hold a sneeze in.
I'm not a pretty sneezer.
Well, the face you make holding it in isn't pretty either.
Well, thanks for telling me.
That's what I'm here for. We have saged every inch of this house. You told me when we were through we could go over the talking points for our interview.
I know. I've done my homework about all our talking points, and I've got a plan.
Oh, what is it?
We're going to wing it.
We're not winging anything. We're going to over-prepare and then act like we're winging it.
To each her own. So mote it be.
I'm going to take a shower. I smell like a brush fire.
I'm going to purify this chair because it would have been the last thing I saw before you shot me.
Let it out. What's the matter? Are you okay?
My back.
Oh, God. What can I do?
Here. No, don't do that.
Let me get you into a chair.
No, on the floor, the floor.
Grace supports Frankie while she sinks.
Wait.
You all right?
Yes. Oh. What?
Oh, back.
That's not funny.
I'm serious.
Oh, don't go down.
No, I'm going.
Don't go down.
I'm going.
Don't go down.
Oh, I'm down.
No.
The two lie on the dark plank floor. At Bud's.
Oh. I thought you were going to breakfast with Brianna and Mallory.
I am. But they don't have Pop-Tarts there.
So you're just going to sit there and not eat?
No, I'm going to eat.
Ate the last one, huh?
No, I did not. I went to the store.
Coyote opens a cabinet.
When you're done with them, you can live in the empty boxes.
Look, man, I'm looking for a place, okay? I've got like 10 solid leads right now.
Leads?
Yeah.
Are you looking for an apartment or trying to solve a crime?
Maybe both. Some of these places are a little sketchy.
Bud pours orange juice.
But I'm all over it, man.
Well, do you need any help? Because I'm good at this kind of stuff, and I'm good at this kind of stuff.
I got it covered, okay?
Ye of little faith.
Coyote eats a Pop-Tart.
Pop.
He drinks Bud's juice.
I always forget.
In the beach house.
What just happened?
I believe we've fallen and we can't get up.
No, my back. What just happened to my back?
You heard it trying to help me. I just read an article about how this happens all the time. There was this guy who was trying to get his wife out of a bathtub, and they both drowned.
Oh, that is a terrible story.
Oh, it gets worse.
I expect this kind of thing from my wrists and my ankles and my knees and my hips. But my back was never like those assholes.
Grace tries to sit up.
I wouldn't do that.
This isn't going to work for me, Frankie. We have a meeting with Marla at 4.
Grace rolls to one side.
Oh, no.
Ah!
If your pain could talk, what would it say?
It just said, ah!
Oh, that's muscle pain. Mine is a disc problem, which is way worse.
I thought you were against competitive victimization.
Only when I'm losing.
Where's your scoflexin?
In my studio with my Tiger Bomb and my back number 3.
Hell, your back number 3 is at the bottom of the pool with your back number 2.
Okay, It's in my studio with my tiger balm.
Look, we're gonna have to get somebody over here to get us some drugs, get us off the floor, maybe put on our lipstick.
Oh, you don't have to put on lipstick for me.
For the meeting with the website that took me weeks to schedule.
Oh, you are a tenacious little prairie dog.
Hey, where's your phone?
Over there.
Oh, you're gonna have to be more specific.
In my studio, next to my Skiflexon and Tiger Balm. You'll pass the landline on your way. You might as well stop and use that.
That's the best idea you've had since Irish coffee popsicles.
Oh, I don't want to miss the meeting either.
You're in my path. I'm gonna have to roll over you.
Oh, you know me. I'll try anything once.
Grace crawls over Frankie.
Ow, ow! One of your bones is jabbing my breast.
Yeah, well, right back at you, sister.
Oh, Grace.
What?
I probably don't say this often enough, but you are a striking woman.
Thank you.
Grace moves an arm. That's Saul and Roberts.
Look at this beautiful fruit salad. I've really outdone my bad self.
Oh, yeah? Check this out.
Robert waves a quiche.
Gorgeous.
He sits on a trevet.
This is shaping up to be a very gay brunch.
Might as well go all the way. Wine spritzers?
Maybe we should butch it up with some Bloody Marys.
Not with your heartburn, we can't.
No, of course not. We'll just leave out the horseradish.
And the tomato juice and the hot sauce.
Yes, we'll leave those out, too.
Then it's just vodka.
That's all I really wanted.
Did you really have heartburn last night? Or was it something else?
Sweetheart, it was just a bad night. Trust me, it wasn't you. I just wasn't feeling well.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I'll get it.
Saul sets mineral water by a bottle of wine and moves to the door.
John.
Robert.
Welcome.
Thank you.
John and Robert hug.
Saul? John.
They shake hands.
Oh, your house is beautiful. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me over.
Well, I think the rule is when you burst in and start screaming like a crazy person at an ex-priest who is only giving water to his golden retriever, you gotta have that man over for brunch.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
He hands Saul wine.
But can this mark the end of the rambling apology calls?
Absolutely. Probably not.
Are you gonna call 911?
911? God, no. That's for emergencies.
Oh, then I'll check back with you tomorrow.
What about Jacob?
No. He thinks I'm a powerful goddess. He can't see me like this.
Oh, God. Well, so we'll call your boys. Isn't that what sons are for?
No, I can't call Coyote. He doesn't have a car. And as you know, Bud is not in the mood for enmeshment. Plus, his back is not great. What about your girls?
My girl just told me I was at the age when children start caring for parents. I will not prove them right.
Well, we'll just have to call Rudy at Rudy's Pizza.
If you don't mind, I'd prefer Rudy not see me like this.
Oh, believe me, he's seen worse. You think I've never been stuck in the tub?
On hands and knees, Grace reaches the phone charger.
Oh. Frankie. This is the TV remote.
Oh, great. I could use some river monsters right about now.
Why is the TV remote in the phone cradle?
So I'll remember where it is.
Well, how do you remember where the phone is?
With great difficulty.
In case you haven't noticed, people don't even know who we are or what we are selling. This meeting is the first chance we've had a distribution.
It's okay, I'm with you. Don't flip out. Just hit the pager button thingy on the base thingy. Ugh.
The phone is on the opposite side of the room.
Oh, fuck me in the eye.
At a coffee shop.
The thing is, guys, I can't argue with anything Bud said.
What about all the stuff he said about your music?
He said he can't argue with it. It's just...
No, he's right about everything. Yes, it's time I find my own place. I need to get my own life.
Hey. You're only 35. I mean, what's the rush?
Okay, there has to be someplace decent in your price range.
Oh, you bet. Both shell. Checking out a great sitch this afternoon.
What kind of sitch?
Well, it's the bottom floor of an older gentleman's house, and he asked me if I enjoy giving back rubs. Lucky for both of us,
I do.
Okay, all right. My friend Debbie has a brother named Kevin, and he lives with four guys in one of those old Victorian shitholes.
What about your mom's yurt?
It exploded.
What?
Did you not hear about the explosion? I think it was on the news, right?
Yeah. How did I not know about this?
Anyway, I saw this ad this morning. I thought I could go check that out.
Albert, the Duke, Duke Magian's Real Estate, the expert in affordable alternative living.
Oh, well, I like affordable, and you're definitely alternative.
Great. Let's go check out this sitch. Or more likely have a man named the Duke show us his penis.
That's Saul and Roberts on the patio.
We could do a watermelon spritzer, grapefruit spritzer. I can even do strawberry. What are you having?
Just straight vodka.
I'll have that, okay? I'll drink my fizzy wine alone. It is so peaceful back here.
Yeah, yeah. So, listen, when you were in the confessional, did anyone ever tell you about seeing, you know, people who aren't there? Ghosts or apparitions, spirits even?
I was really hoping to talk about the Chargers, but go ahead, my son.
Okay. So last night, Saul and I, well, you know, we were in the bedroom, and we were just...
John! Sorry, rocks are neat.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Saul. Just fill them up to the top.
Rocks for me.
Everything okay?
Yeah, we're just talking about the Chargers. You know, football.
Oh, carry on.
I know this sounds crazy, but just as Saul and I were about to get... Again, I know it's crazy, but I saw a vision of my mother.
Where?
She was sitting in her wheelchair right here in our bedroom. That's crazy, right?
I'm guessing you haven't told Saul.
Oh, God, no. He'd want to talk about it for days and days and days.
So why are you telling me?
Because you'll probably be leaving here in an hour.
But why are you really telling me?
Robert pulls out a chair and sits.
Listen, nothing like this has ever happened to me before. And you were a priest. I don't know whether I need absolution or if I should check myself into a psych ward.
I'm sure whatever's going on with you can be explained.
How about them Chargers? Every time I come out here, you're huddled in some secret conversation. What the hell's going on between you two?
Robert rubs his forehead.
This quiche better be good.
At the beach house, Grace is nearly upright.
Oh, man.
Oh, honey, why don't you crawl over here and forage with me? We're four people now. Look, I found some peppermints and two pennies. You can put them on top of my eyelids when I die. The peppermints. And by the way, if I go first, you have permission to eat me, but not my face.
I don't understand why you're being so negative. You know how important meeting Marla is for us. You're supposed to be my partner.
I am being your partner. You're living in a dreamscape, Grace. Even if you get to the phone, it's too late to get someone over here to help us in time for the meeting.
I will not give up.
Fine, then I will do it for you.
Frankie shuffles her feet and rotates on her back.
What are you doing?
I'm canceling the meeting.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, wouldn't I?
You don't know Marla's number.
Oh, don't I? Or did I write it? And the address of her office on my forearm because you always say I'm so sucky with navigation.
Frankie pulls up her sleeve.
Ha! Beep, beep! Eat my floor dust.
She bends her knees and pushes.
Don't you dare cancel that meeting, Frankie.
At the Duke's.
This is Fairy making a murderer, isn't it?
A boat.
Hey, howdy, folks. Come on in. Have a look, see? Don't worry, I chained that dog up. Albert the Duke, Duke Magian.
All right, Coyote.
Coyote.
Mallory.
Hello, Mallory.
Brianna.
Hi, Bree.
Brianna.
Brianna. Well, feel free to look around, folks. Everything here is for sale. Including this jacket.
I am digging that jacket.
I knew we were too far off the freeway. Can we please get the hell out of here? I smell meth.
We drove all the way out here. Let's at least look around,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Coyote approaches a trailer.
I think I might have partied in this.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you want to live in this food truck?
Well,
does have a big kitchen.
Oh my God, you guys!
Run, it's too late for Mallory.
No, no, come here. This is awesome.
Scared the shit out of me.
Look!
A tiny house on wheels.
Oh, dear Lord, it's a tiny house.
Is this for little people?
No. Don't you ever watch Tiny House Hunters?
You know how I feel about tiny houses.
What do you have against tiny houses?
What don't I have against tiny houses? Look, I'm all for sustainable living. I don't need some smug, whimsy-loving, tiny house fascist making me feel guilty because I don't care to sleep sitting up.
That's harsh.
Oh, is it? Or is harsh cooking Brussels sprouts on your stovetop and then hotboxing yourself to death with your own farts? You know what show I want to watch? Tiny House Hunters Hunters.
I love this tiny porch. And it's gonna make it look like I've got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Duke, is this for sale?
Everything's for sale.
Coyote bangs his hand on the eaves.
I'm never coming over.
Grace crawls while Frankie scoots toward the phone.
I'm getting to that phone first.
No.
No,
yes.
No, you can't. Listen to your limits. I'm not gonna give up.
Frankie grabs Grace's pants pocket.
Let go of me.
Grace drops a floppy hat on Frankie's face.
That's your hat. Joke's on you.
Grace.
No.
Frankie tosses the hat. Grace pulls towels from a basket and puts them in Frankie's path. At Saul and Robert's.
The only lunatic at this table is me, Saul.
When you saw your mother, was she in bed with us?
Oh, God, no.
But, like, my face wasn't her face, was it?
No, but thanks for putting that in my head.
You know, in answer to your question from before, I've heard lots of stories like that in the confessional. Mm-hmm. It's not all that uncommon.
See that? Of course you conjured your mother. That was a very hard visit you had with her, so it makes perfect sense that it rattled you. He came out to his mother.
I think you buried the lead here. She's still alive?
You can't kill what's already dead.
What was that like? How did it go?
Well, I've had better times with the IRS.
You walk me through what happened last night. When you saw her, did she say anything?
She didn't have to. I knew she was thinking, see you in hell, Bobby.
She really thinks you're going to hell.
Mother was a big believer in fire and brimstone.
What about you? Do you think you're going to hell?
Of course she doesn't.
Robert drops his gaze.
Robert?
Saul leans closer.
I think some of the teachings of the church cast very long shadows.
Right, but you don't actually believe in an omnipotent God who can send you to hell.
I don't know. Do you really believe God's angry when you eat lobster?
Yes, I do, but God isn't sending me to burn for all of eternity.
Well, then I guess it's a question of degrees, Saul.
I agree. I've always thought religion is most beneficial when it's taken a la carte.
Look, I know that hell isn't really a place, but I don't know that, too. There is this part of me somewhere that believes hell is exactly where I'm going.
But if we're true to ourselves and love each other the way we do, how can we be sinners?
Robert takes Saul's hand.
I struggled with this too. A very wise priest gave me another way to look at it. The afterlife is how you're remembered by the living. Hitler was evil. He will always be remembered as evil. He's in hell. Mother Teresa is holy and good. She will always be remembered for that. That's heaven.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Robert nods.
That's a really beautiful way to look at it.
That really shakes everything up.
You're welcome.
Oh yes, thank you.
Robert squeezes John's hand.
Oh my sweet, goyish boy.
Saul gets up and hugs Robert.
You two have nothing to worry about. You'll both be remembered well. Who doesn't love divorce lawyers?
Uh-oh.
At Bud's, Coyote carries a crate to the living room. Bud enters with a pizza box.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening?
I got a place.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I bought a house, man.
With money?
Yeah. It's the coolest thing. I found a tiny house.
Like the ones Brianna hates.
Yeah.
Ah.
So this scores on a lot of levels.
Bud raises his brows.
So when do you leave?
Well.
Bud opens the box.
Right now.
Like now?
Yeah, you wanted me out, I'm out.
Okay, I know, but you know, I just got us a pizza.
Oh. Yeah, well, I could stay for one last meal.
Bud nods and sits back on the couch.
What's the matter?
I don't know. It's just fast. And I thought,
dude, are you gonna miss me?
Yeah, I think I am.
Well, you know, I just gave the down payment. I could go back.
No, pizza. And then I will help you move the stuff out of here.
Coyote smiles and kneels by the coffee table.
Can you even fit a full-size pizza in that house?
No, personal pan only.
Oh.
Coyote takes a bite at the tiny house.
Thanks for having me over for dessert.
They sit on the porch steps.
Thanks for everything you've done for me. Seriously. I mean, since we were kids.
You're my brother. I'm glad Mom bought you.
I'm glad Mom bought you, too.
They eat Pop-Tarts.
Where did you get that killer jacket?
Duke gave me a really good deal on it. It's nice, right? I think I owe him a couple of back rubs.
Frankie sits propped against a wall.
I am the winner!
Oh, you don't look like the winner. More like Mother Time's mother.
You're right. What is the matter with me? How could I run a business when I can't even get off the floor?
Grace sits against another wall.
My daughters are right. I can't do this. I'm old. Boy, when I was young, there was this big oak tree in the backyard. I could shoot up that sucker faster than any boy in the neighborhood. Best part was getting to the tippy top and looking down at the world.
You do love that.
When I was up there, I thought I could do anything. See, inside, I still feel like that little girl. But I know I'm just fooling myself. Every day, my body tries to tell me how old I am. But today's the first day I hear it.
Sure is a hard thing to hear. I got a new bike on my 9th birthday. I remember swerving through the marching band at the 4th of July parade. Oh, they were so mad.
So you know what I mean.
I do. And that little girl is not gone.
Ugh, don't even try.
Okay, I won't. But I still see her in you. When you're giving me shit about being a sucky navigator, or you're chucking towels and hats at me.
Really?
You're still climbing trees. Only now they're banks and incubators. I wouldn't be your partner if I didn't think you could get us to the tippy top.
Thank you, Frankie. Thank you.
Give me the phone.
You calling Marla?
Nope. I just thought of who could help us make our meeting.
Grace slides the phone to Frankie.
Okay, I'm afraid I have a little pinched nerve in my right shoulder, so I'll have to use my left side.
Perfect, I've got sciatica on my left side, so my right is better.
Okay. Now, remember, Saul, to lift with your legs, not with your back, and bend your knees like so.
My knees are shot, so I'll leverage my ankles.
No, that's not gonna work.
Would one of you geezers help me up off this flippin' floor?
Here we go. One, two, three.
Are you okay?
Not even close. But I am up.
Hello? Other ex-wife down over here.
Grace, I had to ask you something.
I don't think it's a disc. It's something muscular.
Oh, good. Listen, I know I wasn't in any way your dream husband or even a good one.
What?
But listen to me, please. I just really hope that someday, maybe after I'm gone, you'll remember me well.
I know I'll always remember you picking me up off the floor, if that ever happens.
Oh, here we go.
Upsy daisy.
Yes. Yes.
Now, raise your hand if you're good with lipstick.
Saul slaps Robert's hand away and raises his. Grace and Frankie sit at a laptop before a vibrant banner.
Thank you so much, Marla, for accommodating us.
Of course. Is everything all right?
Oh, sure. It's just we've been running around today because we overscheduled ourselves.
Plus, we wanted you to see our headquarters and our wonderful wares.
Three vibrators are on display. Under the table, Robert passes Frankie a heating pad. She wedges it behind Grace.
I gotta say, I can't wait to hear your story. You guys are really impressive.
Of course we are. We're vibrant.
Grace winces. Frankie's eyes are wide.
Too hot. Shh.
Fade to black. Destination, but I got a feeling I need to be your passenger. So you can let me be your passenger. Oh, sure. Said I like the way. Said I like the way. You sail your ship now. Let me be your cargo. I won't break you down. No, honey, I want you. Sure. Said I like the way. Said I like the way, sail your ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down, no honey, I won't weigh you down.
Okay, good night.
A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.